You know, for the most part, the flag certainly is cloth with red, white, and blue colors, stars and stripes. Nothing inherently valuable about the material. It is what the flag represents. It is what the flag symbolizes that really matters. And as I said, there are ideals attached to the flag, not physically, but symbolically. It's supposed to be about justice for all. It's supposed to be about harmony amongst American citizens. It's supposed to be about us looking out for each other, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of class. We're supposed to be one nation, not just geographically. One nation. One body, one national body of citizens committed to doing what we can to make life as good as we can for all of our citizens, whomever we can influence, whosever lives we can impact, whether it's through our vote, whether it's through some type of missions work, whatever we can do. It's supposed to be about that. That's what our flag is supposed to be representing. That's what that flag is supposed to be symbolizing. But we know that the reality of how many Americans of all races live out their lives, that flag is just totally detached from the meaning that goes along with it in the minds and the hearts of many Americans. And I'm not talking about the ones who've been taking a knee. I'm talking about the ones who say it really is okay to practice injustice. People start talking about how, you know, you start talking about the racial injustice and people being shot, black people being shot down, and black people start talking about pants way down on the hips, as though that justifies law enforcement officers shooting and maybe even injuring, maybe even killing unarmed, non-threatening black people. And think about this. The guy walks down the street with his pants 3, 4, 5 inches down his hips. That's not cool at all. Nothing good about that at all. It shouldn't be done. People shouldn't be wearing their pants like that. I agree with that. But how does that justify choking a man to death up north when he's out trying to make a living selling whatever he's selling? How does that justify shooting a black mental health professional who is sitting on the street with his hands up to make it clear he has nothing that poses a threat to anyone? How does that justify shooting the guy who has the pants down? Black people coming up with these arguments. And they have no problem whatsoever, none whatsoever, with the injustice, with the hypocrisy of so many American citizens of all races for refusing to live up to the ideals that the flag is supposed to represent. Instead, they harshly criticize the people who protest the hypocrisy. They angrily and maliciously shoot the tongue out at the people who are saying, our failure to live up to these ideals is not acceptable. We need to stop pretending that these words that we speak during the national anthem mean so much to us. Instead, It's almost like the people are saying, look, we value the hypocrisy more than we value your right to speak out against the hypocrisy. And again, I want to ask you. People love to say, well, they're disrespecting the flag. The people are saying what this flag stands for is not being lived up to. And that's what we're speaking out against. And we're doing that symbolically by taking a knee during the national anthem. And again, I'll ask you, is the person who refuses to live up to those ideals, when the person who goes against the ideals that are supposed to be represented by that flag does what they do to go against those ideals, is that person not disrespecting the flag? You know, we have a lot of parents who work diligently to try to raise their children to be responsible, to be honest, to be fair, to be loving, etc. They want them to be respectful to other people, their peers, and to their elders. They work hard to get them to do this. Let me ask you something. You parents who try to raise your children in that way, do you want your children to be like that only in your presence? Or do you want them to be the way you teach them to be even in your absence? When you are nowhere around, do you want them to continue to show respect to their elders? Do you want them to continue to be kind? Do you want them to continue to portray all of those qualities that you've been trying to instill in them? Only when you're around? Or do you want them to do that even when they don't see you, you don't see them, they don't hear you, you don't hear them? My guess is that's the way you want them to be at all times, whether you are around or not. And the protesters are saying, when it comes to these values that the flag, the American flag, represents, when it comes to the ideals that the American flag symbolizes, we should be living up to those ideals all the time, whether the flag can be seen or not, whether a national anthem is being performed or not. And when we are taking steps to promote injustice, we are really showing disrespect to that flag. And we are truly, the ones who do that are truly showing disrespect to the flag. They're showing that the ideals that the flag stands for mean little to nothing to them. That's disrespect of the flag. But to take a knee in protest of hypocrisy is not disrespect to the flag. It may be interpreted as disrespect, but is it really? And even if you insist on interpreting it as disrespect of the flag, which is worse? To take a knee and silently and peaceful, as you would put it, disrespect the flag by refusing to stand with your hand over your heart? Or to disrespect, which is worse now is what I'm asking you. Which is worse? To take that knee or to violate the principles of the flag by shooting somebody in cold blood and killing them? Which is a worse show of disrespect for our flag? Which is worse if it comes to disrespecting our flag, the ideals that it embodies? Taking a knee or working hard to make it difficult for the black race to continue to vote? But then we have a lot of black people who are really upset about people in general, black people in particular, taking a knee. And that angers them more than black people, unarmed and non-threatening, being shot down and killed. So what are they saying? They're saying that the piece of cloth is more important than the human body. The red, white, and blue flag is more important to them, more valuable to them than the brown-skinned human being. They place more value on a piece of cloth that does have meaning behind it, mind you. But how much more meaning does that human being have who is now dead?